Okay, so we talked about a few weeks ago, last week? I don't know. The bracha. Right? We talked about the bracha on putting on tzitzis. And we noted in the Gemara of a machloket of whether it's lasot tzitzit or letatef b'tzitzit. Is it one or the other? The truth is the longer version is in the Yerushalmi. But I'm not going to... I've mentioned it at several points, right? The Yerushalmi actually holds the halacha that you make a bracha in general on hechsherei mitzvah, right? On the procedures of the mitzvah, right? Of making a sukkah, right? The Bavli obviously doesn't hold this way, but the Yerushalmi does hold this way. But I did mention this in one of the sugyas, the sheet of the Netziv, right? That there's a middle category between mitzvah and hechsher mitzvah, which is hechsher mitzvah ketuvah b'Torah, right? It's a preparatory mitzvah that is written in the Torah, so therefore it might warrant a bracha because it's a quasi mitzvah. But we noted at the end of the sugya that lahalacha, which bracha do we make?
A mitzvah, or litatef.
Right, litatef. And then if you're wearing a talit katan and not a talit gadol, so then we say al mitzvah tzitzit. Why we say al mitzvah tzitzit is an interesting question. Isn't it because you're not really yotze with your talit katan, which again is not the majority position, but is a shita, if you remember that. It is a shita that is quoted lahalacha. But the main reason seems to be that... what did the Rishonim derive from the fact that we say litatev? So we saw machloket. Does that conclude that tzitzis is chovas gavra, chovas talis, and the like? But what I want to talk about is what is atifa, and depending on what does atifa mean. So what do you do when you put on the bracha? When you put on tzitzis, how do you actually have to wrap them? Because you've probably seen people, if you don't wear you wear talis. What do you do when you put on your talis?
Actual act of putting it on.
Yeah, what do you do?
First go over my head and have it to see them.
Good, why do you do that?
Lengthwise, overwise.
Good, why?
That way you have your head, it's over your head, it's across your face and over your face. You have your face fully covered.
Good, why do you do that?
Why those two motions?
Why that?
It's just our method of covering our face. I mean,
why do you have to cover your head?
The
tefillah
to be covered in is.
Oh, okay, because you have to do atifa. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. That's all. That's based on a particular understanding of atifa. Right? The reason that you see people doing different versions of what Yosef noted, of wrapping it around their head, either covering their face, not covering their face, right? Covering their eyes, not covering their eyes, whatever people do, you know, inevitably slapping the person behind them with the tzitzit in the face, right? Which is not fun, right? That's always. That you should. Right, exactly. You shouldn't do this, by the way. People don't like it. People don't like getting hit in the face. It's not a nice thing to do, but inevitable. And I'm sure it's happened to you all many times, especially like Shavuos, right? Everyone's like half asleep. And right? You know, all the people who just wear tzitzis and want to go to either a Sephardi or a married person to be yotze with their talis. So like you have a bunch of like teenagers crowded around every person who wears a talis, and then he just like swings it and hits five people. You know. I've had this many times in my life. Okay, but why do we do it this way? I don't know what that is. Is it? Okay. Seems to be emanating from there. Whatever. So ask me Akasha. Why do we do that? Right? Why shouldn't we do that? If I asked you, does that make any sense? Right? Give me a reason to say it makes no sense to wrap your talis that way.
Because your head is not necessarily part of that tifa.
Good. Well, meaning...
When we wear a shirt,
thank you.
It's not covering our head, but it's still wrapping us.
Bidyuk. Right? That as we went through the sugyas, when we did the sugya of atifa, when we did the bracha, when we did the sugya of size and quality... Correct, right? We talked about the fact that wearing means rosho verubo, avakata, nuziyotze. We've talked about what it means to be chayiv and tzitzis. And never did we talk about wrapping yourself. And again, why should I wrap myself only for the bracha? If the mitzvah of tzitzis is to wear tzitzis, so just put it on. Just put it on. How are we going to wear it? Why do I wear it differently for the bracha than I am for the rest of the day?
If it was like a thing to wear it on your head, you would think you'd like wear it like a turban or something.
Right, or whatever, right? Where does this come from? So why are we doing this? We've already talked about the fact that the mitzvah is to wear it, right? Everything, the shear, the size, We did that for a week, right? Of all the different quality of the baguette, size of the baguette, for a child, for an adult. No one thinks you have to walk around like that all day, right? Well, or maybe they do. Maybe they do.
I asked my rabbi actually about the blanket.
And what did he say?
He said, we paskin like Shulchan Aruch to avoid Rambam, and to avoid Shita Rambam, you cut one corner.
See, I told you. Baruch Hashem, I'm not crazy. I told you.
Crazy. No,
you told me. I said it could go either way, but I knew that there were many Svarti poskim that said you should cut the corner, round the corner, whatever.
Yeah, you keep one corner round.
And in this case, I was right. Baruch Hashem. I mean, not just right. Okay, I knew it was a machlokas, meaning that was the minhag of your...
Yeah,
okay, good.
My minhag in our community is to follow Shulchan Aruch.
But therefore to cut round the corner, like the Magen Avraham.
People who don't want to have a problem of following like the Rambam, if they're told to follow like Rambam, they have the corners round.
But okay, good. That's what I said. I said some people say it's totally fine, which is one interpretation of Shulchan Aruch like the Mordechai, and some people round it to be machmir like the Rambam, like Magen Avraham, based on the Shita of Rebellio and now got my money. Very good. See, that's what I said. Baruch Hashem, and you have both in your community, so I am vindicated. I am vindicated. Good. So where does it come from? So it comes from the following. So the minhag comes from the following very little sugya. Okay, it's a one liner. Last year the guys did Moed Katan. From Moed Katan. And it is the first source, okay? If you share, it's really, it's not complicated. El Anavelos and whatever, right? So, Da'amar Shmuel, Kol Kara Sheina Bishat Chimum Eino, Kera, any rip. Right? The Gemara, so the third parak Menacha, in Moed Katan, thank you, lists all the halachot of Avelot and several other cases that are parallel to Avelot. What are they, since you did it last year? Menuda and Mitzora, thank you.
Yeah.
Right, Avel, right, a mourner, a Menuda, someone who is excommunicated, and a Mitzora, right, someone who has spiritual leprosy, or whatever we call it. Okay, Tzarad. Fine. So the first halacha is Kriya has to happen when? Bishat Chimum. What's Shat Chimum?
On the right side.
Shat Chimum, the moment of heat.
Yeah.
What's heat?
When he finds out that they're...
Right, when
it first happens.
When it first happens, right? Meaning in the moment. The heat of the moment, right? That expression. In the heat of the moment, meaning when you... Not the other meaning that heat can have, yeah. Not, what? Oh, very good. See, I'm glad you asked that. Right, the answer is, so, Meikra Din, it sounds like you should tear when you hear the person dies. The poskim suggest that maybe you can also be Yotze at the funeral. I don't know what you find so funny, but... What? No. So some people can say you could do it then. It's very strange that post can defend that. There are reasons why they defend that and doing it particularly then. When I tore for Lichtenstein, because it's also halacha tear-free Rabbi Muvak, I tore Bishas Chimo, right? The first interpretation. When I heard he passed away, I tore, right? But there were a lot of people who tore the funeral, right? Because... So now there's another halacha, which is atifa. You're supposed to wrap. And what is the wrap? So the Gemara has one line. V'chol atifa she'ena ka'atifat yishma'elim ena atifa. The wrapping you have to do with your turban is ka'atifat ha'yishma'elim. Right? The Arab merchants, Arab something. Right? And then mechaveh Rav Nachman govi didikna. And Rav Nachman actually showed them, right, until govi didikna. What's dikna? Your beard, until it's beard. Right? So like, here, covering, like, the face.
Also, like, when they do, like, they cross their face, like, walking through the desert and stuff.
Right. That's what it is. Right? It's this wrap. It's around the head and around the face. Right?
Like a hijab, basically.
Atifat yishma'elim. What do you think? This is not new. Right? It was the way you would travel. Exactly. In the desert, right? It covers your face. It gets sand out of whatever. But that's the way you wrap. And that's what you're supposed to do. It's a sign of mourning. Right? If you're walking around like that with most of your head covered. So, and the Gemara says that any wrapping that's not that doesn't count. So here's the fundamental question of the postgame. The postgame came and said, okay, by what? One second. So first, let's talk about Avelos. In Avelos, the halacha is that since we don't normally wear clothes like that at all, we just don't do it at all, right? When you go into Shabbos, you don't see someone wrapped like that because that's not how we wear things. Fine, good. Okay. But the fundamental question is exactly what Nachum asked, which is, We know in the context of Avelus, the Gemara says that when the halacha of Atifa requires this wrapping of the face. We know that the bracha of tzitzis is lihitatef. So the fundamental question the poskim dealt with, and this is the only question we have to deal with today, right? Like I said, it's not a very complicated sugya, is atif, when the Gemara says, ein kol atifa she'ena katifat yeshmeilim, it can mean one of two things. Can either mean the word atifa by definition means atifat yeshmeilim, and therefore, in every context in halacha where you find the concept of atifa, it must be atifat hayishmeilim, or it's not atifa. That's possibility one. Possibility two is
in
the context of avelut, in order to fulfill the obligation of atifa, it needs to be a katifat hayishmeilim. But in other contexts, in other halachic cases, it might mean something totally different. So now, Nachum, what's the logic to distinguish between the two? Right, you said, why should we compare them? Good. So I'll just flip what you said the other way. Why should we compare them? Or in other words, what is the logic to distinguish? What's the logic to unite?
Why should one Atifa be different from other Atifa?
Good. Right, the logic to unite them is to say, the Gemara literally means, Atifa is Atifa is Atifa, so it doesn't matter. Why would you distinguish? Or push it farther. It's not just one's a mitzvah, one's a expression of mourning. It's that. Exactly. Right? Meaning the function of Atifa by Avelus is mourning. And the Gemara determines that the only type of wrapping that expresses mourning is one that wraps the face. Okay, fine.
Right.
But what? By tzitzis, that's not the function. The function of Atifa is to wear it. You're supposed to wear tzitzis. It's Atifa is the expression of the psukim of beged, asher techase, covering, right? All those standards, you wrap. But it doesn't mean the same wrapping. It means wrap in the way that you wear things. In which case, by tzitzis, the standard should be how do you wear things. And by avelus, the standard should be what is an expression of mourning. These are not the same halacha. And this is the machloket aposkim. Right, this is the machlokas. So if you look here at some number two, you see that this phrase is not just in the bracha, but it's also, we talked about this a little bit, the age at which you wear tzitzis, right? Kol chayaven b'tzitzit latu yemai. When the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah that says, everyone is chayaven tzitzis, so who is that? Latu ye katan ayodeh litatev. This includes a child who knows how to wrap. Now again, how often do you see little kids who we start putting tzitzis on that we ask them to wrap? You don't, right? So now, look at Tosfos. Tosfos puts the question as follows. The Tosfos beginning of Erechin. Hayodeh litatef. Mishum da'amar b'moed katan kol atifa she'ina ka'atifat yishma'ilim eina atifa. The Gemara in Menach in Moed Katan says that any wrapping that is not like the Arab wrapping is not a wrapping. Shematvin talitam atzfamam, that they wrap their talit up to, right? What's safam?
Mustache.
Right? Meaning right over the mouth. Kidita midrash. Umatzati betziluk echacha asa harab Yosef. What's that? Tet ayin? Not that I actually expect you to know that. Tuv elem. I would not expect that. Rabbi Yosef tuv elem. Shenotain tzitzit echat milfanav. Echat milacharav. Miamin. Vechen lesmo. Right, he would put one in front, one behind, one on the right. Hayodeh litatef. So what? Now Tosfot seems to think that. Right, what does Tosfot seem to think? Right, he equates the two Gemaras. Right, he quotes the Gemara in Moed Katan in the context of tzitzit. So if you look at the Beit Yosef in number 4, he says, V'seder atifato, how do you wrap the tzitzit? Pershu ha-geonim zal katifat yishma'ilim shi'atifat gmurah. The geonim said, when you put on tzitzit, you wrap it ke'atifat ha-yishma'ilim. That's why you do that. Or you ever wonder why you do that? You put it on, then you wrap it across the mouth and over the shoulder, right? Because if you look at the Bedouins and look how they wrap when they go into the desert, right? This is not new, right? This is very, very old. And the Beit Yosef says, how did the Gaonim get this? Because the bracha is lehitatef, alma ituf beinan, which tells you need atifa, uperek el megalchen, amr shmuel, kol atifa, she'enaka atifa, yishmeilim, eina atifa. And we learn in the Gemara and in Moed Gadol that any wrapping that's not kadiv yishmeilim doesn't count. So that's the shita of the Gaonim. Now who takes, let's call it Nachum's position, right, that we distinguish? So the Bala Etur, right, the Bala Etur, so the Beit Yosef, the next line, says, Ubala Etur katav de lo bainan kulai hai. What are you talking about? Ela kiderech shebnei adam mitkazin. Mitkazin b'ktudan, what are you talking about? When it comes to tzitzit, you just need to put it on the way you normally wear clothing. Near end, the Beit Yosef says, "What? Why? Near end, shetamo mitavergal megalchen. There are polygalei de Shmuel, umash and Israel de Tivat Arosh, afal pishena kadesh atifat Yishmael heve atifa." So his first explanation is maybe there's a machloket in the Gemara that Rav actually doesn't think you need atifat Yishmaelim even in avelos. So maybe we passed him like Rav. Okay, that's possibility one. But then he quotes Rabbeinu Hagadol Mari Abu Avzal Katav Shetamo, and this is probably what, right, the more likely one is the Mari Abu Av Shetamo Lo Beinan Atifat Yishmeilim Lagabe Avelut. The Gemara, when it said you need Atifat Yishmeilim, meant you need Atifah for Avelut, because that's mourning of Algabe Tzitzit. But by Tzitzit Shatorah Chiva Oto Biksut Shadam Mitkaseh, the standard of Tzitzit is what you wear, what covers you, as we saw with size and quality and all that stuff. Correct, but that's not how we wear it. No one says you have to wear it all day that way. Well, why not? Right? So he says, obviously, the standard is. But they didn't. But they didn't. No, but the Gemara says that, remember, when we saw size, is that which a katan could wear, a nine-year-old could wear, an adult would go out once in a while, you're already high, that's not something that's enough for you to do atifat Yishmaelim. The standard is just what you wear. V'ne'emash, lashon ledatev, lashon kisui. He said, sometimes the word atifa means wrap, and sometimes it means to cover, to wear. I mean, sometimes it means wrap. Right? Around the head and whatever. Sometimes it just means wear. V'achar zman bol yadi bala itur. And the Beit Yosef says, I got my hands eventually on an actual itur. V'kotev bo kolashon hazeh, rabotev gaonim, and this is what it said. Rabotai ha-gaonim katu atifa, atifatak atifat yishmeilim, atifa gmura. The gaonim said what Yosef does. U'mistavlat atifat yishmeilim, lo is grela gabe avelut, and the itter says no. I agree with the way Mari Buav understood it. That's a halacha by mourning. Damar Shmuel called tifa sheina katifa yishmeilim eina atifa. And Machave Rav Nachman Aguvet the Dikne Perachachat both piv, and they explain up to the mustache, meaning covering the mouth, etc. Aval kulam lo machayva tifa arosh, and he says, and no one thinks you have to cover your head completely. Dim ken yichasa piv, right? No one's going to cover your mouth. He said, I'll prove it to you. You don't really believe that. Do you cover your mouth?
When I threw it, yeah.
Okay, but he said, is it possible that that's who wears tzitzit all day? It's one thing to say maybe you have to wear four-corn garments around the whole body. Is it possible to say that you have to cover your mouth every time you wear tzitzit? No, might be dumb. Look at the sugyas. You think everybody... If people cover their mouth all the time... Then why was that a sign of Avelus? Right? It was a sign of Avelus because you did it when you were mourning. Right. But if you think that Atifa is always equivalent to covering your mouth with your tzitzit.
This is for
Tzadik
Gadol, right?
Not the time of Avelus.
It's just how
many
you're supposed to do.
But you have to do it all the time? People wore four-corner garments constantly.
Right, but you have to do it all the time because you're supposed to do it that way.
No, it's only during Avelus. It wouldn't be a sign of mourning if you did it ever at another time. Right, so it's clear, he says, Mapitom. all day, every day. No, that's exactly it's. These are people's clothing, right? So he says it can't be. You think every sugya, every time, and therefore he says people wear it sometimes. They cover their heads, sometimes they don't cover their heads. So he said pamim begilui rosh, pamim shlo begilui rosh. He said people, if it's cold outside, so you put a scarf over your head, right? It's windy and sandy, so you put it over your mouth. It's not, you don't, right? That's how people wear things, right? People don't cover their mouth constantly. And therefore, the Beit Yosef very nicely sets up the two main possibilities, right? One is to say atifa means only atifa yishma elim, always. The other is to say no. In avilut, it's a sign of mourning, covers your mouth. And everywhere else, it means to wear. But now you ask me akasha. According to this, I have two sheets that logically make sense. One is that I never have to do atifat yishma elim, the baliter. The other is that theoretically, I always have to do atifat yishma elim, which is what Nachum said, but as the Eter said, that's not what people do. So now give me a svara. Why, where did the minhag emerge to do atifat yishma elim only for the bracha?
Oh, maybe because like they think that's more legit, but it's impractical. So you do it for the bracha, and then you just like wear it.
Good, so one possibility is to say, you know, really you should be wearing it all day that way, but that's not really how people go. Now what's the other possibility? Right? The other possibility is to come up with a compromise position, which is the bracha. Really, the mitzvah tzitzis is to wear it. To wear it. But the fact that the way we refer to wearing tzitzit is with the word atifa, lehitatef. So therefore what? At least when you put it on, it's not a dinin tzitzis. What is it a dinin? Bracha. Right? I mean, if it's a dinin tzitzis, so then the halacha should either be I wear it all the time like that, or I wear it never like that. But if you say, but maybe there's a middle possibility, which is you're right, the fundamental obligation of wearing tzitzis is to wear it. But because the language of the bracha is letatef,
for the sake of the bracha.
For the zechi of bracha to actualize the bracha pshuto kimashma'o. That exactly as it sounds, and since atifa in its purest sense is atifa yishmeilim, even though that's not the ikar mitzvah, when I say the bracha, I need to do that. And that seems to be the direction that the poskim take. Right? Which is in Ochanami. Fundamentally, the iter is right in the sense that you're chayiv to put tzitzis on a beggin, even if you're not wrapping it. But for the bracha's sake, now, can we identify, really we can identify three shito. So we have three shito, but we can actually put names to them. Who holds that atifa by tzitzis only means wearing? The iter. So therefore, even for the bracha, I don't need to do it. Who holds that atifa means that I always need to be nitatef b'tzitzit in order to be chayiv in the bracha bichlal. So if you remember when we did the size thing, you remember we saw that there were certain shitot we don't really paskin like, but we're choshesh for, that said that as a talis katan is only derabanan, because the only thing you're chayiv in is that which covers your whole body, enough to wrap your whole body, that goes down your shoulder. Remember that? The Gruz position, the position quoted in the Mordechai, right? All those positions, the reason that we're machmir and we only make a bracha on a talis gadol, not a talis katan, if you wear a talis gadol, right? All those shita we're machmir for, who say that our talis katan is really derabanan, but the real atifa is only a talis gadol, those are shita who say some version of the mitzvah really is atifa, and therefore anything which doesn't count as atifa at all, like talis katan, and no one says you have to cover your mouth all the time. That's true. Right? But we saw some shita, again, not the majority position, but that gra and that sheet in the Mordechai, that the only talis you're chayiv in d'oraisa is a full size. And when we say that you're chayiv in talis katan, that's derabanan or something like that. Right? That's the other extreme. But our position, the majority position, which is lehalacha, when you wear a talis katan, your chayiv probably mi d'oraisa, assuming it's wool and all this, you know, or you think cotton's chayiv and all the stuff we dealt with already. But for the bracha, maybe there's a din to reflect the literal meaning of the bracha when you put it on. So if you look at Shulchan Aruch in 5, here's Shulchan Aruch. Right, Simen Chet. Yitatef b'tzitzit vivarech me'umad. When you put on the tzitzit, you have to make the bracha standing. Halacha 2. Seder atifato. Now, Yosef, now you know how you do it. How do you wrap? Kederech b'nei adam shemitkasin b'ksutam v'oskim b'melachtam. Pa'amim b'kisui harosh, pa'amim b'gilui harosh. V'nachon shechaser rishon rosho b'talit. So what does he say? Lehalacha, how do you have to cover?
Like you were mourning.
The way people do it. Sometimes their head covered, sometimes without their head covered. Meaning, me'ikra din, how does he paskin? For the iter. But nachon, the right thing to do is that when you say the bracha, you should cover your head. To be choshesh for the other position. And then he says, talitot ktanim sha'anu no'agim levosh. When you put on a talit katan, aval pi she'in behem ituf, yotzin be'yidei chovat tzitzit. Even though you don't wrap yourself in them, you're yotze. Meaning, fundamentally, do we think you need ituf to be yotze the mitzvah?
No.
No. But lechatchila, by the bracha, you should do it. So you see, right, that he takes this middle position. V'tov l'aniach oto al rosho rechavo lekomato letatef bo. But Shulchan Aruch paskins, I don't know if you do this. Do you do this? When you put on your talit katan, he says, what do you do before you put on your talit katan? You wrap it. Shulchan Aruch says you wrap it. Your talit katan. Does anyone do that? Correct. That before you put it on, you wrap it like you do your talit go. Shulchan Aruch.
It's a shirt tzitzit.
Ask your rabbi if he says you should do that.
You wrap it and then you say...
That's what I'm asking him. Yosef, ask your rabbi if he thinks you should do that.
So you would wrap your talit katan that way and say, lead that teif or mitzvah?
What?
When you wrap your talit katan, then would you say, lead that teif?
I think starting you say, lead that teif. I don't know if the red mitzvah is the... I think. I'm not sure, actually. Ask him. Yosef, ask him for me, okay? Whether he thinks you should wrap. Because that's what Shulchan Aruch says. But you should wrap the same way you do your talit gadol. Same way. The amod kach mi'utav levachol kedei hiluch arba amot. He says you should stay wrapped your talit katan for the amount of 4 amot walking. So a few seconds. The achar kach yamshicha me'al roshov yobishenu. Then let it, wear it. Then he says in Sifav, al talit katan yachol levarech letatev. There's the answer. I was pretty sure that I was right, Gavi. Shulchan Aruch says, when you put on your talit katan, what bracha do you make? Lehitatev! Lehitatev! Avo pishin v'tev elolov show. Even though you're not really doing ituf, you're wearing it. The Rama says...
When you put it on normally or when you wrap it on yourself?
Always. He says, avo pishin v'tev, even if you didn't wrap. But the Rama says, Yishom v'shomar chalav al mitzvah tzitzi. V'chein no'agin v'ein ra'yu l'shanot. V'ein l'shanot, rather. And the Rama says we distinguish in the bracha. Why do you distinguish in the bracha? So there's two possibilities. Either the Rama holds, remember this? Either we're choshesh that you're not yotze, and therefore mitzvah tzitzit is just a generic bracha thanking God for the mitzvah of tzitzit. Or, again, you say the mitzvah is to wear it. But the bracha needs to be reflected in the action that you're doing, and therefore, again, it's a din in bracha.
If the action you're doing is wearing and not wrap, it says even if you don't wrap, you should still make.
That's Shulchan Aruch. I'm now going to the Rama. Shulchan Aruch says you say litatev even if you just put it on.
Right.
But the Rama says if you don't do an ituf, if you're just writing the talit katan, then you say al mitzvah. So we said one possibility is because he thinks you're not even yotze with your talit katan, which is right.
If you don't wrap.
No, ever. Period. Remember, like that he's choshesh for that sheet in the Mordechai. And he says, and therefore, the bracha mitzvah is more generic. Or he thinks the bracha needs to be reflected in the action that you do. Even though the halachic action is wearing, the physical action, if it's ituf, you say letatev, and if it's not, you say mitzvah. So you look at the Mishnah Brura. So he says, Yotzin Bahem, Da'idna Koksu Chilano, Derech Kisuyem, V'itov Lo, Ramiza, Ba'raita. They said, why are you Yotze with a regular Talit Katan? Because what does it say in the Pasuk? Wear, not wrap. And that's why you're Yotze with a Talit Katan, Mid Doraisa. Again, that's majority position. Mi'utaf. So he says, why does the Mishnah Brura think that you say the bracha al mitzvah? Why do you rap? He says, Kedei latzei nami, dara sobrim, divin dafka ituf. He says, I'm being yotzei. To be yotzei is I'm the position to say I should rap. So you should rap. V'niradan, noag in shalol levarech klal dilit katak, dalit katan, rak potner job bevirkat dal gadol, ein tzarech klal itat eifbo. He says, but obviously you don't have to do this if you're only making a bracha on the talus. So I don't know. You have to check whether that's the Rambam. That's Mogen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah. I don't know what the Sfaradi position is.
Mishnah Berurah says you do both.
No, he says if you're only making the bracha on the talus and being motzi the talit katan, so you don't have to do ituf on it.
Right.
On the talit katan, it's only if you're only wearing the talit katan. But check. Ask your rabbi. Let me know. Okay. So now look at the Piskei Tshuvot. Again, I just gave you a halachic summary. Tzurat atifat atali. Just how do you wrap it? So he says, Seder atifato kederech bnei adam shemitkasim b'ksutam v'oskim lachtam pamim b'kisri ha-rosh, pamim b'gilei ha-rosh. V'tov shechase ha-rosho b'tali. Right, that's Shulchan Aruch. V'tov laniach ha-rosho rechavo l'komato u'litatipo v'yamod me'utaf l'vacho kedei hiluch arba amod. V'achar kach im shechenu me'al rosho v'yilvashenu. He said, if the Shulchan Aruch says you should wrap and stay wrapped in your talit katan, so for sure your talis, right? Your talit gadol, you should do that. So you should hold it for, how long does it take to walk 4 amot?
6 seconds.
I don't know, walk 6 feet. 2 seconds. 3 seconds. Yeah, it's like that. But he says, La halacha, do we mamish hold you need a tifat yishmaelim? He says, no. Kinakat la halacha kedat bala itur. Because who does he really paskin like? Maker din, who do we agree with?
The itur.
She'ain zar ha tifat yishmaelim. Eladai ba tifat rosh regila. It just means wrap it. You know, whatever. The gam zelo maker adin ela mitzvah menuvchar. He said, even wrapping your head is only mitzvah menamuvchar. And there are many people who don't bother to do it at all. Right now, the Yitzhar also could say, Lechatchila, when you make the bracha, put it on. But that's not because it's part of the mitzvah. It's a dinner bracha, or it's nice, whatever. He says, Omnam. But he says, despite the fact that Shulchan Aruch Eker Adin doesn't need you to do Atifat Yishmael, and then cover your mouth, as Yosef tells us. Minhag Yisrael midorei dorot lasod atifat Yishmaelim. There's a minhag of Jews to do atifat Yishmaelim. Though you'll see both. Right? In shul, you'll see people covering their mouth, and people not covering their mouth. No, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
I've seen people do both. Right, some people just will be very machbit, cover their mouth. Right, some people just sort of like swing it around, throw it over their shoulder, hit what. Right, some people just sort of, they know, you sort of wrap it, throw it over your shoulder, hit some people, and move on.
First
right?
First thing, it's majority
of my
face is covered.
So, he says, Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to do it, just do some sort of wrapping, mitzvah and amufkar, it's nice. Latif Shmelim, you don't have to. But some people, because of din the bracha, have the minhag exactly as Joseph describes, very carefully, go across the mouth, and over the shoulder. He's saying, right? Certain poskim say, Bal Iter says there's no reason to in the world. It makes no sense. Okay, there's two different. Sometimes, okay, but we have to distinguish. Sometimes lechatchila b'diavad means, lechatchila b'diavad really means ab initio post facto, meaning what should you do and what is good after the fact. Here, what we're talking about is something different, right? Here is, the Iter says there's no reason to do it. It might be a nice thing, but clearly, the mitzvah of tzitzis, your yotzei, l'mahadrin v'n'mahadrin. The question of whether it's a nice thing in the bracha, right, or it's nice for a moment to be wrapped,
it's
muhudar, not muhudar, right? Right? But the Piskei Tshuva notes that there are people who have the minhag of dafa doing atifat yishmeilin. Uvekitve ha'ari, right, the Arizal writes, shayunihirin lo shvile dishmaya nidgal lo chashivara enyan. And here it's a bit Kabbalistic, and the Arizal said that he was shown in heaven why this was so important. Okay.
Interesting.
Lema, like again. Me'alu me'ever of what I understand, but that's fine. V'huvu dvarav v'magin Avram. And the Magin Avram quotes this. V'achar v'shar poskim v'mishnah bura, and other poskim v'mishnah bura. ובשמיכה של ממש שנכון המנהג מאוד שבזה יוצא שיטה גאונים. So he said, reason one to do this is because the gaonim thought you really needed it. Right, so one reason to do it is to be machmir. Remember, I said there's two reasons you might want to do it. One is to be machmir that you really need that divat yishmelim, that's the gaonim. The other is to say to dinin bracha. So he said, possibility one is that you do it because of the gaonim. Shitzar hativa gmura, behind the kativat yishmelim. And he says, v'af shein osin ken el is man muad kishur hiluch arba amor, even though you're only doing it for a few seconds. Mikol makom. He said, for this Kabbalistic value, that's enough. Because it's not the din and the wearing. Right? We don't really paskin like the gonim. But you get some sort of value, either because for a moment you're yotzei on that sheet of the gonim, and that's okay, Kabbalistically. Say that again? So maybe. So his next thing, he says, let's say latifa. He said, maybe the only kpeda. So either it's kavana, but he says maybe it's just that the kpeda is not to be yotzei the gonim for a moment. It's when you put it on. Why when you put it on? Because that's when you make the bracha. And then he comes with a very lumdish position, which is maybe even the Gaonim think that you just need the act of Atifa to make you Chayav, but then the Chiyuv extends for the rest of the day. That I find very weird to say, but what is he suggesting? He said maybe Atifa is a din in Maisa Levisha, putting it on, not of wearing, but of putting it on. Why? I'm not sure why you would say that. What?
You should make the
bracha right before, because over las yasa. No, it's over because over las yasa, and you always do it a moment before. He says, "Ah, achin kvar kotev achronim lahazir amonim lasod tivet shmeilim zekog." And the achronim say you should really be machmir. The hainu shachil ke elyon shel tal mekaser rosho mitzcho ad lamala meheinayim. And he says, "How do you do it? So the top part covers here, above your eyes. And the part on the back is covering most of your back. You take the four corners and you throw them over your shoulder. Over your left shoulder. Your left shoulder? Dafka?
Yeah.
Okay?
Left.
ומתיף בחלק התחתון של הטלית לפניו, באופן מחסה, אין החזה, לומר על החותם, right, so it covers here, it covers the chest, it covers up to your nose. נמצא שכל חלק גופו העליון זרותיו, וצדדי פניו ופיו, ומצחו מחוסים בטלית, ורק עיניים מגולות. Everything is covered, upper body, except for your eyes. Yeah, something like that, I don't know. וכך יעמוד לכל הפחות, Shir Alicha Arba Amot, which he says is 3 seconds. And then some people say Psukim, right? Psukim, Maya. You say this Psukim? Do you say this Psukim? Maya Kar, and he's Chassidur, so I don't know what who says what and who doesn't. Okay. Uvishash Morina Atifa Tovishtakel Shtepa Mimal Tzitzit, and then you should look at your Tzitzit, and we talked about the mitzvah of looking at Tzitzit last week. Ivinachinol enough, put on your eyes, Vyomar Bukudi Hashem Yesharim, etc. The Elu. Now, in the next paragraph, he notes that it's not right, though, to cover your whole face, because that already is not normal, right? Ativat Yishmeilim was leaving your eyes, at least, right? Covering your face is never a normal way to go outside, right? To cover your whole face, and everybody says that's not the right thing to do. We'll see whether everyone agrees with that, but, and that's what he writes. Okay. If you look at Rav Asher Weiss, though, in 8, the Chazon Ish says, I don't buy this. He quotes the Chazon Ish. It was just easier for me to give you Rav Asher Weiss than the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish is not copyable, because I'd have to go do PDFs, and it's annoying. But the Chazon Ish wrote, he said, Tama. The Chazon Ish said, I don't understand this whole value. Why should you do this? If you think Atifa is Atifa, Kativa Yishmeilim, then when should you do Atifa? All day, every day. The Im Gain Charlas calls Manchatalit a lava lo rak bishara ituf. And he said, and therefore, what does the Chazon Ish conclude? We're not choshesh at all. So where did I get this notion that it's from the that it's a din in the bracha? The Chazon Ish. But the Chazon Ish says, you're right. You don't really have to do it. Why do we do it when you say the bracha? It's a din in bracha. La'amet et ha-bracha. Because you're saying the word ituf. And Rav Asher himself says, I don't buy the whole thing completely. He says, V'lo ivanti dvarav. What are you talking about? Deloshita de'itur v'machaber kisei gofu akari ituf. So what are you talking about? What do you mean it's a din in bracha? What's the argument of the Shulchan Aruch following the itur? That ituf here doesn't mean ituf. What does it mean? Wearing. But that means, im kain, if that's the case, ma inyan yesh l'chasot rosho shah muetet. If that's the case, then what does the word ituf mean? In l'hitatev. To wear. So why should you cover your head at all? V'od l'chora niret tamua la'atim in ma'asah mitzvah v'ofen kiyum alinu zoha brach. And he said, where do you get this notion that the act you do has to match the bracha? He said, you've got things backwards, 180 degrees. He said, do you set up the masa mitzvah in light of the bracha? Or do you set up the bracha in light of the mitzvah? Right, the Chazon Ish is shita, that because I say the word lehitatef, I need to wrap, makes no sense. Because the bracha reflects the mitzvah, not the other way around. And if you conclude that the mitzvah is to wear and not to wrap, then that's what it means in the bracha too. And he says, "Uminusach habracha efshar la'amor al gidrei hamitzvah." That's why when you see the language of the bracha, you can figure out the definition of the mitzvah. For example, lahadlik ner. From the fact that we say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, what do we prove lahalacha? That hadlaka osa mitzvah, ein hanacha osa mitzvah. That the lighting, not the placing, is the mitzvah. And therefore, lehitatef, if you think that lashon atifa is atifat ishmeilim, then you'd have to do it all the time. But if you think atifa means to wear, then it means to wear in the bracha too. That's what the words in the bracha means. Because otherwise, you wouldn't use the bracha lehitatef. What would you do? Lilbosh tzitzit. I mean, if you think the mitzvah is to wear tzitzit, and therefore you think the word lehitatef in the bracha means to wear, so then it means it to wear, and that's it, not to wrap. Because if it meant, if you think the word lehitatef means to wrap, but the mitzvah of tzitzit is to wear, then what should the bracha have been?
Lilvosh.
And therefore, don't give me this, he said, this Chazon Ish is backwards. Right? It's completely backwards. And therefore, he says, "Mishum kol zeh nira yoter didar shulchan aruch da'af desir le'dechitzoy agov kari ituf shiz balit and mekolkom tov lahadir leinin abroch le'tadav tishmein v'dilatzes midechshash bracha levatol avalatzes mitzvah tzitzit l'kulei alma." He says, "Therefore, I'm willing to accept not what the Chazon Ish says. I'm willing to say that why do we rap for the time of the bracha to be choshesh for the gaonim that's the only way to become the mitzvah." So you wear it for a few seconds to avoid bracha levatala. Not that it's a din in the bracha, but that it's a chshash, that's actually how you have to wear tzitzis all day. So you do it for a few seconds so that the bracha is chal on an absolute mekim of the mitzvah. So what we have so far is the following. Okay, let's outline it again. Right, again, it's pretty simple. But you have the g'onik shita, which is that atifa always, in all contexts, in kol ha-terukula means atifat yishmeilim, and therefore, in order, when are you mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis? Only during atifa, right? Atifat yishmeilim, and therefore, the extreme position of that is that atalit katan is it ever chayv midaraisa?
No,
right? Like the Mordechai, like the Gra, right? Though not as extreme, but on that side of the equation. Therefore, why do you rap when you put on the bracha? When you say the bracha? Because that's really what you're doing all day, right? That's the gonim would say you should wear it all day. All the way to the other extreme is the shita that what is atifa in the context of tzitzis?
Wearing.
That's the baleitur. Therefore, meikra din, do you need to wrap yourself when you put on tzitzis when you make the bracha?
No.
No, because ituf means to wear, and therefore what do you need to do when you make the bracha?
You need to wear it.
Wear it. Now, how would you come up with the middle positions? So, one possibility is to say that the word ituf means to wrap, but the mitzvah tzitzis is to wear, but there's a halacha in brachot that you're supposed to make the act you do reflect the bracha. And therefore, the mitzvah is to wear, but since the word is lehitatev, you should wrap right after the bracha. Who says that? The Chazon Ish. But Rosh Weiss doesn't like it. Why doesn't he like it? Because if the word lehitatev means to wear when it comes to tzitzis, then it means that both for the act of wearing and for the bracha. And therefore, does the word lehitatev b'tzitzit mean to wrap yourself, or does it mean to wear?
To wear.
To wear, and therefore should you have to wrap at all?
No.
No. So then why do we wrap according to Rav Asher Weiss?
Just for the chashash.
Good. He said the only thing that would make sense is not that I'm doing it at dinin brach. I'm doing it to be choshesh, so that's really how I should be wearing it all day. And I don't want to make a bracha levatala, so for at least a few seconds after I make the bracha, I wear it. But according to the Rav Asher Weiss, really, 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 maker adin. Is there any reason to wrap yourself in the tzitzis?
No.
No, not at all. So if you see someone in shul not doing atifa to Yishmaelim, do you, you know, should you kick and scream and yell? No, because maker adin, we don't paskin that way. Right? We don't paskin that way. What? Right, so therefore, if someone does it and they do it over the right shoulder and not the left shoulder, or they do it and they don't cover their mouth, is it such a big deal?
No.
No, because they don't limit the lahad there. Right? Now, there is also this Kabbalistic thing, which is maybe there's some value in this. Okay, so if you see people doing it, dafka, doing it, gativ, yishmael, you know where it comes from. Either it's to be choshesh for the shita gonim, or it's Kabbalistic, or it's a dinin bracha, like the Chazon Ish. But really, make or din, if they don't do it, they just put it over their shoulders, they don't even wrap at all, are they yotze? Yeah. Is it bracha l'atala?
No.
Again, there are shita that we're being choshesh for.
Wait, but even if they say then
they're not doing the wrapping, it's a bracha l'atala. No, because that's what Rosher points out, is that if you really think the word letatev in the context of tzitzis means to wear, then that is the act. Right, then wearing it is the atifa. Because atifa here doesn't mean wrapping, it means wearing. We're choshesh for the gonim.
Right,
so Rusher says it's because we're choshesh for the gonim. We don't want a bracha l'atala. The Chazon Ish says it's a din in bracha. The bracha has to be reflected in the maisa mitzvah, even if it's not the, sorry, in the actual act you're doing, even if that's not the maisa machayev.
So wearing is just
placing it. Bidyug. And that's really what the Itur thinks. The notion of being machmer by the bracha, either to be choshish for the gaonim, which is the way Rav Asher takes it, or it's like some mahadran thing, kabbalistically, the Arizal, or we're choshish for the gaonim, that's the chazon, right? Sorry, or we're choshish for the gaonim, that's how Rav Asher wants to take it, or it's a din in bracha, which is the Chazon Ish. The problem that Rav Asher has with the Chazon Ish is, no, the whole vort of the iter is that the word atifa by tzitzit doesn't really mean wrap, it means to wear, and therefore when you put it on, you don't wrap. You're exactly reflecting what the bracha says. Again, the Chazon Ish says no. There's an actual din that the act you do has to reflect the bracha. But Rav Asher says that's backwards. The bracha is formulated to reflect the mitzvah. And therefore, really, you shouldn't have to wrap at all. The only reason to wrap is not to for the bracha, but because we're choshish for the gaonim, that this is the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, and once you're being kosher for the gaonim, you're worried about bracha levatala, so you do it right after the bracha to prevent bracha levatala. But it's not because you're really required, it's just to be machmir for another shita. Right? But it's not that there's a din in the bracha, because the Chazon Ish is weird, right? What is the Chazon Ish saying? That even if we don't paskin like the gaonim, that we think the atifa really is to wear and not to wrap, because the word that we happen to use in the bracha is wrap, the act that we do immediately following the bracha is wrap. And that's where Rav Asher says, ma pitom. Ituf in tzitzis means wear, not wrap. The only reason to dafka wrap is to say, we're being choshish for the positions who say, wrap really means wrap and not wear. But that means that me'ikra adin, if someone doesn't do it, is there any... Me'ikra adin. If someone doesn't do any wrapping whatsoever, the Yotze, the Mahadrin,
yeah.
They are. So they might not be choshesh for the Gonin, they might miss the Kabbalistic thing of the Arizal. There's not a problem with the Ikra Hadin. I'm not saying not to do it, right? Meaning, there's good reason to do it. Chazanish thinks it's in the bracha, or Basher thinks it's being choshesh for the Gonin and preventing bracha v'atala, and the Arizal, according to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, thinks that Kabbalistically it's important. Great, that's three very good reasons to do it. But if someone doesn't do it, gam lo sofa olam. Right, meaning there's good reason to do it, but it's not such a big, right? Meaning there's three reasons to do it. But if you don't do it, also, hello. Yeah.
Isn't there other
Lashonis,
like
the
Hilfus,
that this is? Good. So there's a secondary question, right, which is not about the bracha here, which is, are there parts of tefillah where you should be wrapped in your talis, not because it's your talis, right? Not meaning not because it's a talis, but because you're supposed to be wrapped and you happen to be wearing your talis. Correct. It could be a hat. It could be a jacket. It could be whatever. So that is a din in tefillah, right? And there the machlokas is, right, min hakatzeh, mel hakatzeh, right? You have post kimuse that...
It's a different
machayev, right? Completely.
So over here, it should show that it's to wrap because it's a different lashon to cover up.
Right, but the argument of the itur, which Shulchan Aruch Paskins like, is that here the word ituf really just means to wear. By other parts of tefillah, the atifa that we have may really be atifa, right? Be a wrapping,
sure.
Right? And that's where you get the question of what does it mean? Atifas harosh. Right? Should you cover your head? Right? Should you cover your body? Right? And literally, you have every minhag under the planet there. You have poskim who say it's really just about a hat, right? Or a kippah, which is big enough to cover a robe over your head. And that's all you need. You don't need to cover your head at all. Some poskim will say, no. For kriya shman shmona esrei, for intent purposes and kavod and whatever, you're supposed to cover your head with a talis. And that's why you'll see people, right, cover their head. You have Reb Chaim's minhag was apparently to cover his head for Kriya Shema, but take it off for Shmona Esrei. Right? Daf could take it off for Shmona Esrei because it was only a din in Kriya Shema. Right?
If you want, we can
spend the day on this minhag, but Daf could doing that. You'll see in the Breuer's community, right? If you go to Breuer's, the minhag is that only the Rav or someone who has the title Chaver wraps his head with a talis, I think, but everyone else is mit'atev dafka with a hat. Right? It's dafka with a hat. So only the Rav, and I think it's Chaver. I know it's the Rav. I think it's also Chaverim. Right? Are allowed to wrap with a talis. But if someone else tries to wrap with a talis and not a hat, they'll yell at you. Right? So like, you have mamish the minhagim go minakatzeh lakatzeh lakatzeh. Right? And then there's this question. Is there a chiv of double wrapping? Well, what is double wrap? And then there are some people who say, well, you should wrap, but you shouldn't wrap, put it over your tefillin. Because your tefillin are supposed to be nireh, right? The tefillin shall yad is a din in being mechuseh, right, being covered. But the tefillin shall rosh should dafka not be. So people who cover their tefillin are being mevatel a kiyum in tefillin because Chazal understand that by tefillin shall rosh there's a din of ra'u kolame aretz v'yaru mimeka. That they will be seen, and therefore if you cover your talis, you're being mevatel. Right? So mamish, you have every shita, and it's like. And then the question is, I think part of Chaim's cheshbon was that if the knot on your tefillin is part of the tefillin shel rosh, so wrapping with a talis is being mevatelet even because of the ritzuos, right? So that might be part of the problem, right? So there's so many complicated factors. I spent like a few hours just reading through. Ray Simon has in his Sefer on Minhag, he has a chapter on this, and he goes through every variant of every Minhag, and it's a combination of the Shittot in Ituf, plus the Dinim in Tefillin, plus the Dinim in Tefillah. I may have messed up some of them, I may have missed some of them, but it's a... By the way, this is only men. Right? But right, you've seen, I don't know if people in your family do this, but I have met like real, real hardcore Sephardim, Moroccans, whatever, where single women, right, when they come to davening, also are mitatef, right? They also rap, right? They cover their head because if it's a din in tefillah, it's not just about men, right? And therefore, I remember when I spent one Shabbos in Stern, I was speaking there when I was like, when Ora and I think just got married. But I remember there was a girl there who was Moroccan, and she came to davening, and you know she was single, but she covered her, like she got like brought a scarf and did like full you know atifas harosh because it's a din in tefillah. It's a din in tefillah. It's not just for men.
She didn't say a bracha, did she? Or she didn't have seat on this.
No. But I'm saying, that's my point. Is that there's one question which is atifa of tzitzis. The other is atifa of tefillah, and for men who are wearing a talis, they use their talis. But there's a separate halacha of atifa and tefillah. So if you're not wearing a talis, right, you're a single man, you're a woman, right, and you're being makbid, so they cover their head with the atifa gum. So this gets very complicated.
It's probably my grandmother who would have done it.
The 21-year-old girl in Stern was not your great-grandmother, but I'm sure, right? But yes, your grandmother.
My family would have been my one of them
that
would have done it.
Right, but again, so this halacha, so you're absolutely right, meaning there are parts of tefillah where there's a din of atifas harosh, right, which we use our talis if we're wearing a talis, right? But, you know, and this relates to the other question, which I really don't want to get into because it's one of these minhagim, like, black holes, which is why is minhag Ashkenaz to not wear a talis until you get married? Where the sources that come up on that is like, and why is it that it's only Ashkenazim who are not yekas or briskers? Because briskers will also do this because they don't, and like, then it's because of like, it's amazing because suddenly the Ashkenazi Rishonim and Achronim start coming up with Gzeiros HaKasuv and Gzeiros Shaveh because Tzitzis appears in Parshas Ki Teitze next to the Pasuk of Ki Yikach Ish Isha, and therefore we make up Gzeiros Shaveh or a Hekesh. I'm like, you have no idea. This Minhagim, Ray Simon, literally, here's a book, 500 pages long on Minhag. Half of it is on the nature of Minhag, and then he has like 5 case studies, and one of them is just all the Minhagim around wrapping your talis during davening, single, married, Kriyashma, Shmoneh Esrei, both, neither, one, this, that, right? Din, covering the Ritzua knot with a hat, with a this. No, you're done. Yeah.
What if?
So now, and I just gave you in the next paragraph that Rav Asher Weiss gives you a nice summary if you want, and he says, I'll run through it. I won't read it inside. But he says the minhag is to do ituf. Right, the minhag, nevertheless, however you want to explain it, is to do ituf by the bracha. So he says the minhag Ashkenazim is to mamish cover like Tosfos, like the Gonim, Arasafam, right? Covering over the mouth. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says it should cover the it should go up to the Lugumo Shebalechi, Mitachat Lepeh, like over here, right, in the jaw. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes Malbim like that. And like mamish cover your face. But many of the poskim don't like this because, as we saw, they don't want you to cover your eyes, right? That was the Pesukei Teshuvah. Why would you cover your eyes? Nobody walks around with your eyes, right? You're like a suma ka'aruba, right? If the Bedouins are walking around covering their eyes, right? It's a yom venara, right? They'll just fall into pits in the desert. No one does that. And therefore, Rav Asher says, right, you definitely shouldn't do that, right? You should cover, and he said, if you want to cover your whole face, what you should do is make a window, right? Meaning, you want to cover your whole face, so put the talus over so it comes down to here. So like, you know, it's covered, but like there's a window. So it could be, right, like you know what I'm talking about, right? Like put it over here, bring it up to here. So like your face looks like it's covered, but you can see out, right? However you want to do it, right? Come up with some sort of, that's what he said. He write ke'in me'in chalon. And he says that's what many of these you know, people living in the deserts in fact do. But he says he really is very, very makbid not to cover your whole face. And what's his logic? And the logic is, it's not derech atifa. And he says, dafka the other way around. He says, really, maker aden, we don't paskin, you need to cover your face. You just need to wear it. What's the one thing that's dafka, not derech malbush? Covering your face. Right? Meaning he says, what's the, really, maker aden, we paskin, you don't need to wrap at all. You just need to wear it. So now, you're going to cover your face, which is not derech malbush. That's crazy. Because that's the one thing that's not levisha. So he says, when you want to be machmir to do atifa, matovu manayim, but you're going to be machmir to do atifa in a way that no normal person would wear, so now you're going to be involved in the actual mitzvah of tzitzis, which is to wear it like a normal person, right? This is already, right? So that you shouldn't do. Whatever you really should be machmir that you should be able to see. However, so where does this notion come from that some people really do cover their eyes? So, right, I mean, good kasha. So where does it come from? So one answer might be people don't know halacha. That's always possible. The other is that there is a Zohar that says you should cover your eyes so that you don't see the Shekhinah. Okay, I don't know what to do with that. It's quoted by many of the Achronim. It's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Prima Gadim that some people during tefillah do that. They cover their eyes. He says, look, Rav Asher says, this has nothing to do with mitzvah tzitzis. So then he backtracks and he says, look, the Zohar says it, maybe it is that you're still yotze, right? You're still yotze, even though it's not a normal way to wear it. Because he says, I mean, look, maybe it is wearing. It's not a normal way of wearing, but like, have you never done that, right? You've never wanted to cover your eyes, you know, like people stick their heads in their sweatshirt. You're still wearing it. People do it. He says, okay, it's not what the Atifa de Shmelim do. So lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. But if you do it, when you do it during davening because of the Zohar, okay, I don't think you should do it during the bracha. But if you cover your eyes with your talis during a bracha, makbid like the Zohar, okay, so you do. Okay, and then he gets into the last question I mentioned before, is the Prima Gadim. He says, from the Prima Gadim, it sounds like you're covering the tefillin also, right? Because you're covering your whole face, including the eyes. And then he says, the Mogen Avram indeed quotes from the Arizal that you should cover your tefillin, but not entirely. That's his compromise. But the Moruk Tziah says that no, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says you shouldn't cover the tefillin at all because of the din of what I said, that there's a din in your tefillin being seen. So like I said, right, a lot of these minhagim, right, not just of tzitzis, so again, we have to divide it. There's one question which is in terms of tzitzis, and again, just to summarize, Meikra din we paskin like the Bala Itur that Atifa just means wearing. The Gaonim felt that you're not Yotze Tzitzis unless you wrap. The Minag is to paskin like the Bala Itur, but to when you put on the Tzitzis to wrap, Mamish Atifa Ishmaelim. Either because of what the Chazanish says, that it's a din in the Bracha, or as Rav Asher says, no, to be Machmir like the Gaonim, and to say that we don't want a Bracha Levatala, or like the Arizal, that there's some Kabbalistic value. There's a second question on top of that, which is, okay, is there din in tefillah? And the answer there is a milim minhagim, right? There, the Zohar does say you should cover your whole face. The Prima Gadim quotes it. Rav Asher doesn't love it, but he's willing to accept it, right? He doesn't love it because he says, Mistama, that's not normal wearing, but okay, maybe there's Kabbalistic reasons, it's fine. And then you have all these sub-machlokot about what about covering your tefillin. So the Zohar sounds like you cover it entirely. Magen Avram says cover it a little bit, but not all, based on Arizal. The Moruk Tziah says don't cover it at all because that's, right, that's a bittul in the din of tefillin shel rosh, that you really, you're supposed to have them uncovered. So like I said, right, once you get past the question of atifa in terms of the mitzvah of tzitzis, then you have to do all of the sub-questions, which of tefillah, right? And then, again, is it dafka talis? Is it covering your face? Not covering your face? What about tefillin? What about men? What about women? Does a hat count as atifa? Does a big kippah count as atifa? What are we talking about atifa? Right, I remember once that Rav Lichtenstein was wearing makbid atifa with a hat. So once he forgot his hat, and he ran to get his talis, so someone tried to give him his cowboy hat. There was one guy in Alon Shvud who is shticky about it and always wears a cowboy hat. He offered it to Rav Lichtenstein, which did not go over well. Right? So Rav Lichtenstein went and instead got his talis, even though it was mincha, right? But like I said, those are really sub-machlokot. If you want, we can take a day and just sort of run through it. I've thrown out the basic issues there, right? I mean, like, I've run through it very, very quickly. But those are the basic issues that that come up there. Okay, like I said, this is a relatively straightforward sugya. I don't think this was, like, super complicated, but you have to do it if you're doing tzitzis. And then we got to figure out tomorrow. It's relatively straightforward. It really was.